Okay, the Siyata Deshmaya, we're up to Prusbul, second Shir on Prusbul, and we didn't yet do Shitas HaRambam, but before we go on to Shitas HaRambam, I want to share with you something that's Geshmak. After we learned, we had a big diyun at Ara Yom HaZen, the Beis Medrash, we have different Shitas of how to read Tosos, and whether Tosos is consistent with Tosos and Makos or not. So after Kol HaDiyun HaZeh, there is one other angle that connects the Pshat issue of Rashi and Tosos to the Lamda Shechakira that we had mentioned within the Rashba. So if you don't mind passing this around, was choshesh that there was something here that was connected. I just never was able to formulate it. And I found a Talmud of Rav Mordechai Benet. Rav Mordechai Benet, I believe, was a Talmud of the Chassam Sefer. The Sefer Be'er Yitzchak makes the following points. I didn't send around the right thing. My apologies. That if it's not a booklet, it could be it's a single page. If it's a single page, it's a booklet? Oh, okay. So then there's just more. That's all. Yeah, of course. So this the Be'er Yitzchak points out something very, very, very beautiful. Let's just summarize. All we need to know for ourselves now is that we learned the Shita of Rava is that you learn that Hefker Bezen Hefker works to do one of two things. According to Tosos, what it works to do is when Shemitah is not Meshamit min HaTorah, it tells you that Shemitah is Meshamit. Well, according to Rashi, the din of Hefker Bezen Hefker is something that's much more powerful. It could work even on a level of Daraisa. And we worked through the Pshat in that last time. We saw that the Rashba says that Hefker Bezen Hefker, the way in which it works, is it could take money from one person and give money to somebody else. And he says this on our sugya. That's how Hefker Bezen Hefker is going to work, according to Rava, to make Prusbul work on a level of Doraisa. The Pasha says that the Rashba is going with Shitas Rashi. So I saw that the Be'er Yitzchak says very, very beautifully. He says that the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas might be Tolui in the Yeshiva Shechakira. Dahainu. That if you hold that the Hefker Bezen Hefker has the ability to take from one person and give to another. So then in such a case, when even though Shemitah is Meshamit, the Rabbanan have the Koach to take the money that I don't owe and say, now you owe it. Now Eli is my Balchov. Eli writes a Prusbul. So then in such a case, Eli now has the money. But if you hold that all the Hefker Bezen Hefker does is that Hefker Bezen Hefker just removes the money to be Mafkir, so it has the ability to be mafkir my money. So it was mafkir my money. But how does it make it Eli's money? So Be'er Yitzchak says beautifully. Be'er Yitzchak says that this Yeshiva Shechakira is going to be Gufa, the Machlokis, Rashi, and Tosos. And I think that's a very, very, very nice pshat. Now, he points out astutely, and we saw this in the Rashba, that he thinks that the reason why Tosos holds that you can't is because which pasuk did Rava quote? Rava quoted the pasuk of Echal Asher Lo Yavo L'Shloshes Hayamim. So he already made the point that Rav Braunschweig made, and that is Echal Asher Lo Yavo just shows the ability to be able to be mafkir, but it doesn't say that has the ability to. So he says Gufo, the pasuk that Rava is quoting, doesn't allow for hefker bezen hefker. So what does Rashi hold? Rashi must disagree. Dahainu that Rashi is going to hold that it's not tolui in the two psukim. He's not going to agree with our diuk that's telling the two psukim. Even the other pasuk doesn't mean to say the hefker bezen hefker only is mafkir, but is not mezake it to somebody else. So that really works very, very nicely. I'd like to add that the Rambam in Perikhov Dal, do you mind passing me? Let's a Rambam in Sanhedrin, Dalit, Chelik Dalit. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Yashikayach. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perikhov Dalit. You know what? Before I quote the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, let's talk about the Rambam in Hilchas Zrum first. That's our topic. And then we'll come back to Hilchas Sanhedrin. Let's begin our Rambam. So our Rambam says as follows in regards to the Prusbul. The Rambam Paskins, Perek Tes in Hilchas Shemitah V'Yovel. So you know what? Let's begin with Moser Shtaros of LeBezdin, because the context will be helpful. Says the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Tezvav, HaMoser Shtaros of LeBezdin, Va'amer Lehem, Atem Gavu Licho V'zeh, Eina Nishmat, Shnema V'Hashay Yelacha Tzachicha, V'zeh Bezdin Toivin Oisai. V'chein Bezdin Shechatchu Esadim V'kasu Ishplon Atachay V'litin L'zeh Kach V'kach, Eina Nishmat. So I just want to make a ha'ara in Moser Shtaros of LeBezdin that the Rambam does not learn like the Ritva that we had said that it's kigavui. The Rambam here says that Asher li elecha asachicha is telling us only if it's achicha, but Bezdin is not subject at all to the dinim of Shemitah. That's a little bit different than what I quoted from the Ritva that said that on a collection agency. And the Rambam learns not like we had said that Moser Shorosov and Malvis Amashkin are the exact same thing, that basically the collection has begun, but even though they're learned from the same pasuk. Okay. Halacha Tezayin, continues the Rambam, Kishira Hilal Azakin Shinimnu Milahavo Zeze, Va'ovin al Kasa Bateri Shamlecha Ben Yadavar, Hiskin Pruzbo Kadesh Lay Shamerechov, Achilavu Ze Es Ze. I want to emphasize, I think, what I alluded to before. Is Emir Tashem, in your role as being Marbitz Torah L'Rabim, you will encounter cynics sometime. And one of the arguments that cynics will make is that if there's a rabbinic will, there is a halachic way. That the rabbis, if they really wanted something, they could find an excuse to justify what anything based on Yud Gimel Midos, they would argue. And it's just a question of whether there's a rabbinic will. And one of the examples that they'll give is Prozbul, is that Prozbul could actually change, they entirely changed the Din D'Oraisa. So I want to emphasize what we saw in the Gemara, we see here in the Rambam, and that is that the motivation for Prozbul was that the Torah, there was another Torah value that was being undermined. And that in the pasuk itself, in the pasuk of Shemitah, it said, "Hisham elcha penya davar." People are going to stop lending. So in that way, one needs to understand that Prozbul is not just that the rabbis come along and it's too difficult, and therefore they change it. It wasn't because it was too difficult. It was because there was another Torah value that was being entirely undermined. And yes, when that happens, then there's a tremendous koch that's given to the chacham. Continuing in the Rambam, ve'ein a Prozbul moyel ela b'shemitas k'safim bezman hazeh shumi divrei seifrim. So the Rambam expressly writes that Prozbul only works on a level of the Rabbanan, and of course the Ravid repeats Shitas Rashi. Amar Avram Zein Mechuvar Da Abayehu Damar Hachi Avol Rava Palig VaAmar Hefker Bezin Hefker Veilkach Nog B'Chol Hazman. So ostensibly Tesis is closer to Rambam, and Ravid is closer, and Rashi is closer to Ravid. Now. This machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, so what is that revolving around? So definitely in Pshat, they're arguing about that issue in Pshat, about whether Rav is going back or not going back. But I'd like to point out that the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, based on the Be'er Yitzchak's Pshat, everything comes out Geshmak. Because in Hilchos Sanhedrin, when the Rambam quotes Hefker Bezen Hefker in Perek Chavdalid, in Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, "V'cheish yesh l'dayin tamid l'hafkir mamun sheyesh l'baylim, u'ma'abed v'noising, kefi ma shiira ligdar pirtzas hadas l'chazek habedek, o liknos olam zeh." The Rambam quotes the pasuk from Ezra. So, if we agree that the Rashba had pointed out that the ability to take money and to give someone else is based on the pasuk, not from Ezra, but the pasuk in Yoshua, like the Rashba says, and he doesn't quote the other pasuk, like my Rebbe had suggested. So then it could very well be that not only is the Be'er Yitzchak right in Rashi and Tosos, but the Rambam, who learns like Tosos, Mufurish quotes the pasuk in Ezra and not the pasuk in Yoshua. That deserves a rikud, no? That's Gishmak. Comes out very, very beautiful. Okay. I don't know if this has been said in the Torah world yet. I didn't look back at my Rebbe's notes. Maybe he already said it. I guess it's a certain mila when what you think is your own, you already were makabel from your Rebbe, and just it's become part of you. It's, you know. But anyhow, it works. It works very, very nicely. Okay. So ad kan this issue. Perich of Dalid Halacha Vav. Perich of Dalid Halacha Vav. Now, the Torah Zrayim takes a much more complicated approach, but a beautiful approach. Torah Zrayim, Rav Aryeh Permanchik, one of the close Talmidim of the Brisker Rav. By the way, just to make myself shudder in Elul, I gave you a little bit of background last time about the Torah Zrayim, right? Where I just did it to one of the Chavrusas. So just a little bit of history. The Torah Zrayim, you should look around in the opening of the Sefer. The Torah Zrayim was a close Talmud of the Brisker Ravs. He had grown up in Brisk. He learned by Rav Moshe Sokolovsky, who we're going to use his Svarim, the Imre Moshev. He has very important Chidushim on Gittin. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Brisk, in the Yeshiva in Brisk. And then he learned by the Brisker Rav for 10 years. And then he came to Eretz Yisrael. And there, the Brisker Rav writes that he became a big Baki in Zrayim. So, and he also became close with the Chazon Ish, but he wrote in the style of Brisk, and his Mahalach was more the style of Brisk than there for the Chazon Ish. And we could talk about in the Beis Medrash what exactly it means, the style of the Chazon Ish versus the style of the Brisker Rav. He then wrote a sefer that's become more popular because Moed is more popular than Zrayim. That's the sefer of Emek Bracha, which is beautiful, beautiful, pithy Brisker Yisodos on Orachayim. As they say in the Hakdama of the Sefer, the night that he finished writing Emek Bracha, he went to sleep and he passed away. And so I looked all that up as I was looking over the Torah last night. And then I shuddered because he was 34 years old. 34 years old. When you're 47 years old and you realize how little you've accomplished, and you look at someone who's, it's Elul, Pachat Bechodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us long life and health to be able to do the things that we need to do with our limited kochos. It's mind-boggling. His entire family was also, it's a tragic life. His entire family was also killed, HaKadosh Hashem. His mother, his father, his siblings, his aunts and his uncles, all of them were killed, HaKadosh Hashem. He came to Eretz Yisrael a little bit before the war, and that's how he survived. I'm not sure if he had, I think he had family, I'm not sure. Anyhow, now with that historical context, let's see the Torah Zrayim's mouth. Yes, Zaki? Yes.
In the Rambam, meaning Rabbi's bringing the Raya to the Rambam, basically what the Kesavish also says, like, and the Rambam, that the Rambam you don't have written or
afterwards. Right, right. So therefore,
exactly,
that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, I think it's a Gishmak. But the Torah Zrayim is going to do is going to be much more. It's going to be much more, I don't know the word's complex. More intricate, that's the word. It's going to be more, thank you, that's a perfect word. What the Torah Zrayim is going to do, more intricate, it's a beautiful piece of Brisker Torah. The Chevra said also that he writes it out so clearly, he does. His writing, the Torah Zrayim in general, takes very difficult concepts and he writes it very clearly. Alright, but let's see where it takes us. So he quotes the Machlokas, and he wants to suggest, what is the Yesod HaMachlokas? So he says, I'm going to rip quickly through it. If there's anything that's not clear, stop me. I know some of you have already learned it, but at the same time, if there's anything not clear to anybody, please stop me. So he wants to say as follows. The Shitas HaRamam Hi, the Moser Shrosel of Bezdin, Eino Meshamit Midoraisa. The second paragraph. Unias Daiti Nir, the Ram Rashi Alu Shitas Asli, the Shitas HaRamam Hu, the Moser Shrosel of Bezdin, Eino Meshamit Midoraisa, So So my mahalach was not like the Torah's Ram, and I learned that Rashi and Tosas are cholik. So already the Torah's Ram and I are different.
With a question, what does that mean?
Let me just build a little bit more for the Chevra Veli, and then we'll come back if necessary. I want to build the mahalach and then Bli Neder. Okay. So he points out, so he mentions our Rambam that we pointed out in the Pirush HaMishnayis. Maybe it was the first that I learned this Rambam. Most Rani Lachem, and he made Eschem al Kach Vikach. V'nimtza de'eino el ha'takana ba'alma. So according to the Rambam, the word Mosrani means that I present to you, I submit to you, Dayanim. In other words, it's a presentation that's going to the Dayanim. The presentation to the Dayanim. V'nimtza de'eino el ha'takana ba'alma, the mashiach of a pruzbal. K'mo shekasa b'tshuvas haram, sheshtar pruzbal atzma hu shemafkia mamon, v'lo yeshiva sabezen. According to this, now this is where the big chiddush is, where the first word online is malve. But if there's anybody else that needs a booklet, there's another one here. Darei b'shmatas malve ika treidin din hafgas mamon. Number one is that when Shemitah comes, at the end of Shemitah, then you don't owe that money. Hefker Bezdin only works on the mama. In other words, fine. I now owe Eli the money. I've been the lover. Aval inyan oyser de lo yigos, but Eli being tovei on me, lo shayich. Baze hefker bezin hefker. How does hefker bezin hefker affect that? Va'bal chov harei ena bolatvo mikoach chiv chadash al bezin, ela mikoach hamilve shel veyu. And the malve is not coming to collect based on bezin. He's coming based on the previous halva. V'nimtza she'over b'lo yigos, and he's going to be over the yisr of lo yigos. So, argues the Torah Zrayim, that the Rambam is going to hold that there's no way that Hefker Bezen Hefker could remove the lav of lo yigos. Hefker Bezen Hefker might say that I owe Eli money, but at the end of the day, how is Eli able to be noges me? So that's why the Rambam is going to hold that Pruzbal only works on a level of Durabon. Rashi learned Rava differently and says that it works on a level of Duraisa. Next paragraph. Aval Rashi begitin, kasa masrani lechem shehu moser shrosa lebezdin. But Rashi holds moser shrosa and Pruzbal are the same thing. The iulo tavale the balchov elah bezdin, bezdin's being toveya vehein yardin lenachasav lo karina belo yigos, and there isn't an iser lo yigos. The Torah Zoram is quite beautiful in Rashi. Ultimately, I'm not going to learn like him, but the Torah Zoram is quite beautiful in Rashi, because why did Rashi say velo karina belo yigos? What's the emphasis of Velo Karina Velo Yigos? So every word is Meduyak. We're saying that Pruzbal and Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin are Hainu Hach to the point that now Pruzbal makes it that it's not Eli that's being Toveya. Eli's no longer being Nogesmi. The Dayanim are being Nogesmi. So then we see from Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin that the Dayanim are not included. Or it's Nigas Va'omeid, there are two different ways you could explain it. But at the end of the day, the Dayanim are not included in the Yisr. Mashma L'chora, the first line on the top, Mashma L'chora V'dvav, the Moser Shosel V'Bezin, Humidoraisa. See, he says it's Mashma, that Rashi holds the Moser Shosel V'Bezin is Doraisa. Lokurim V'Yugos. V'Takonis Prozbol Hu, Mitam Moser Shosel V'Bezin. And the Takana of Prozbol is based on Moser Shosel V'Bezin. For Rashi, ba'atzma begitin aflam zayin ba'adik amar b'gemar b'shleim moser shos lebezin the tafsulu beidina pirush Rashi v'fkirin hefker v'gabe mal v'lo karina be'lo yigos. Hare mivur de moser shos lebezin eino ela midrabana mitam hefker bezdin. So Moser Shtarosov and Prusbel are working the same way. Alright, we'll leave that Raya from Lamed Zayin. That's his Yisod. We'll leave the Raya from Lamed Zayin. Mirtz Hashem, we'll get there in the right time. Because he asked Lechura Rashi's Astira, and he's Miyashev. And he says good. He says good. I know. You're excited. Okay. But I think it's enough. I think it's enough for us now. That we have the Yisod, and what's the machlokas between Rashi and Rambam? I want to work in Lamed Zayin, and we'll get there in Mirtz Hashem. But for now, that's one of the midos that I got from Rav Braunschweigel, is to try to stay as deep, but stay as local on the sugya without getting distracted. In other words, when we start a new stira, a stira in Rashi, there might be many different ways of being miyashiv. The steer and so on, but the Yisod I think already is mostly here. You're right, Zaki. It's not all of it, but most of it is already here. So this is going to be the pshat in Rashi. It's a very very nice pshat. Now, then, yes, go ahead. Now. Good. So I thought that the Torah's Rambam is a beautiful Yisod, and it reminds us that we need to think that when it comes to Shemitah Kesefim, we need to think about two different tracks. That there's not only a hafkas halva, there's also the iser of lo yigos. Without repeating my entire cheshbon that I had said in shitas Rashi versus shitas Tosos, I just want to point out that I had learned, I think you could learn quite differently in terms of shitas Rashi. You don't have to learn Rashi the way the terrorist Zeram is learning. Dahainu. That the Shita of Rashi is, according to our Mahalach, the Shita of Rashi is that Prusbel and Moser Shtarosov are the same thing. What does that mean? That's one din. As Taisvis already pointed out, it means that Moser Shtarosov Lebezin doesn't work like Mashkon. And Moser Shtarosov works with the Koach of Hefker Bezin Hefker. As far as the Torah's Rambam's kasha, but what about the lav of lo yigos? I don't know if I'm so bothered by that kasha, and I think I'm going to show you that Rav Nachum said this in a different context as well. I'm not so bothered by that kasha. Dahainu. Once Bezdin is mafkir my money, right? So then, in such a case, then that also, the result could be that the money Eli is entitled to that money. The money becomes Eli's, so he's allowed to be Toveya, that money. He's not being Toveya, the old loan. The old loan, Einachanami, is gone. And he's being Toveya, what Bezdin gave him. So when he brings his Prusbel, Einachanami, he's not bringing his original Shtar. That original Shtar, he has Nisr Lo Yigos. But that's why you bring the. That's why you write a Prusbel. The Prusbel is Moser Shtarosov LeBezdin. Bezdin takes it over, and Bezdin moves around the money as they see fit. So once you have Hefker Bezdin Hefker, then it could very well be that there isn't the Lav Lo Yigos. Now the Torah's Rambam doesn't like it, and probably I'm wrong and he's right. But the Torah's Rambam already said he knew that I was gonna. That someone was going to counter his svara, and he says in the line, he says v'habalchov. Everybody see it first. We're in line in the first column is bazeh hefker bezdin. V'habalchov hare eino balitvoa mikoach chiyuv chadashol bezdin ela mikoach hamilve shehilveyu. So the Torah's Rambam over there, seven eight lines from the bottom, claims that I'm wrong. That hefker bezdin hefker is not going to make it. Prusbel is not going to make it that now Eli's being Toveya a new Alva. Eli's being Toveya an old Alva. If that's so, then you've got a problem with Lo Yigos. And I'm wondering, do you have to say that? Do you have to say that? And so he knows that he needs to say this in order to hold on to the Isser of Lo Yigos. And I'm wondering if once you have Efker Bezin Efker moving the money from one place to the next, Maybe in such a case, then you also remove the la'av of lo yigo. So he doesn't bring a raya to this. He brings a lundus to it. He points out that the rush was already mechalek between the two. Okay, we'll get to that rush in Mirtz Hashem. Fine, the rush does do that. But where did he get it from that you can't formulate that the hefker bezin hefker is also makes it that there's a new chiyuv? That's what Moser Shtrosel the bezin is. That's what Prusbo Moser Shtrosel is. The Hainu that you give it over to Bezdin, and Bezdin themselves are now moving around the money, and now you're acting as Bezdin's, if you will, emissary, and it's a new ischaivus that Bezdin creates. That's goof of the idea of Bezdin. Maybe the two sugyas are connected. It's goof of the idea of the mammon going from one person to the next. That's goof of what the Rajba was telling us is what's happening. The Yoser Mizeh. Here's my strong kasha on the Torah's Ram. Again, Afar Nitachas Raglav. The Torah's Ram was a giant. I'm in Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi. All in Shitas Rashi. Offer any tachas raglav, but l'chura the Rajba that we learned is against him. No? Let's go back to Lashon HaRajba. What the Rajba said, Rava Amar Hefker Bezin Hefker. Halfway through, he says, V'chein Pirush Rashi. Da Kushya Kamaisa Koi. He's going back on the first Kasha. Umino Shaminan. And from here we hear, De Koach Bezdin Yofe, Lahafkir Momo Mizeh. Ulezakoso leze, afilu kodem shebo liyado. So that's what we see. And what was that going back on? Vahachanami. I'm sorry, I meant to start a line earlier. Vahachanami. Go back a little bit more in Rajba. Vahachanami. Afkure hefker. Afkure afker hilo. Memoinoi shaloiva legabe malve, u magbinale, u magbile. Hillel was mafkir the mammon, and he's able to be govit. V'chein pirush Rashi, uminosh aminon, etc., etc. According to the Torah's Zrayim, the word u magbile is not correct. U magbinale is not correct. Why? He still can't be govit. There's an Isser of Lo Yigos. There still is an Isser of Lo Yigos. The Rajba doesn't come along and say, and now with Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin, da-da-da-da, you're able to be Goveh. So if the Rajba didn't use the words Magbilei, so maybe you could dray out of the Rajba. And you could say, the Rajba is just describing the Mominus. He's not explaining the Lav of Lo Yigos. But these two words, umagbilei, l'chura, should be a problem of lo yigos, according to the Tiras Rhyme. So I think the Rajba didn't understand Rashi that way. The Tiras Rhyme is definitely a good shot, but I think the Rajba didn't understand Rashi that way. So why would he have said the words umagbilei?
Maybe the name of the word Rashi is like the Hedda. Rashi is Hefker, then he says, Batinti Anuksu.
The Rashi on Amud Beis, Rava, Rafa. I thought that Mosrani, they're the first part of Rashi. I mean, I hear how you're reading Rashi. I don't think it's Mokhruch and Rashi. I read Rashi differently. I read Rashi that when Rashi said Masrani Lechem, I don't think so. And he doesn't say he's talking about the Masrani Lechem is explaining he's explaining how Masrani works.
But what it's doing, he's explaining what it's doing, no? Shatent you know Samanilo Egos and Sablo Egos.
Right.
It's not Rebbe
Alabazayan Kov Chagash that it's only in 5 days. Then it seems like the whole was still intact, and now they're the milk seed.
Right.
And I mean, like,
okay.
The whole transfer is now bad. It's based in this whole, and now
it's... So the Lamedan also, the Lashon, Tassel Uvidino, five lines up from the bottom, Befkir and Hefkir.
We're going to discuss that,
right?
Gavin
looking
right.
For Yigos.
Right.
Rashi said, Lo Yigos, that's what Feirish.
Right.
Right.
So I thought that he's just saying that there isn't an Isra of Lo Yigos. I don't know.
Because of Mosari. But so why did Rashi invoke Hefker Beis Hefker? He needs Rashi says both. No.
Right. So we're going to explain later on. It's through Hefker Beis Hefker. Right. Rashi there is just explaining the basic mechanics. Yafeh. I agree. There are parts. The emphasis of Rashi and Lo Yigos, I think, does sound a little bit like what the Torah Zoram is saying. I think the Rashba, but Das Rashi is not that way. That's what I want to say. Now Ellie started stopping me that about where he says Kishitas Rashi Vitosos, that the Torah Zoram did not read Tosos the way I read Tosos. That the Torah Zoram is closer to the Maram Shif's understanding of Tosos and so on. But I have the Pnei Yeshua. So you ain't a chanami. It's clear that the Torah Zoram didn't read Tosos. And Vamevin Yavin, it could very well be that how you understand the relationship between Hefker Bez and Hefker and Moser Shtros of Lebez and how far it goes is going also to depend on how you read Tosos. That's a real Hamevin Yavin. But I think it could very well be that because of my Mahalath and how I understand Moser Shtros of Lebez and I therefore I'm not going entirely with the Torah Zoram. So then I'm learning a little differently. So let's just summarize again. That was in closed brackets in the Maven Yavin. Let's just summarize. We could summarize everything we learned today so far in Mamish four sentences. Everything in four sentences. Rabbi Braunschweigel taught us that at the end of Shir you should be able to summarize, not at the end of Shir, after you chazer, after you really worked on the sugya, you should be able to summarize everything in four sentences. So let's summarize everything we learned today, b'siyata d'shmaya, in four sentences. I'm entitled to run on sentences, but sentence, four sentences. So the conceptual question of whether Hefker Bez and Hefker allows Bezdin to give the money to someone else will be the crux of the issue of whether Prusbel works on a level of Doraisa, the Be'er Yitzchak points out. And we pointed out that the Rambam will be l'shitaso, because the Rambam holds it doesn't work on the level of Daraisa, and the Rambam quotes only the pasuk in Yoshua. According to the Torah Zroim, the crux of the machlokus between Rashi and Rambam is l'shitasam, of whether Moser Shtrosov and Prusbel are two separate things or one thing. If you hold Moser Shtrosov and Prusbel are the same thing, so then you could get rid of the Isser of Lo Yigos as well. But according to the Rambam, they're two separate things, so Hefker Bez and Hefker should be able to work on a level of Doraisa, but you can't take away the Isser of Lo Yigos. If you can't take away the Isser of Lo Yigos, so then in such a case, Prusbel is only working on a level of Derabbana. It was even less than four sentences. That's it. Okay, so that's the Siyata D'Shmaya Rove of Shir today. Okay, everything comes out nicely, and... I'll be very happy if you ultimately say that you think the Emes is like the Torah Zoram. According to the way I'm learning, I learned just that you know what my sheet is. The way I'm learning is Moser Shtrosov, Lebez and Prusbel are Hainu Hach, and both of them are working through Hefker Bez and Hefker, and that's why Tosas says Bedas Rashi when he says Ubekuntris Pirish. He says that Moser Shtrosov Lebezdin is going to be an asmachta. In other words, it's not going to work in the same canon of Malva ala Mashkon, and it's all working through Hefker Bez and Hefker. If it's all working through Hefker Bez and Hefker in such a case, who says that Torah Zoram is right, that it doesn't become a new Hischaivus, and if it becomes a new Hischaivus al Yidei Bezdin, so in such a case, Eli could be no Gesmi. Torah Zoram assumes that he can't. So, and this is going to be, then here comes the Amevin Yavin, that's Lishitasi of how I read Taisis in the last year. Because in the last year, I had read that Tosas is going according to his Mahalach that they're separate, that Moser Shrosov and Prusbel are separate in the first part of Tosas, and then he says, Ubekuntris Pirish, Rashi holds the same, holds the Hefker Bez and Hefker is going to be Mafkia, both through Prusbal and Moser Shtarosa with the same mechanic. And therefore, the Rav is going back, and he's explaining how both is going to work. And that's the way the Pnei Yoshua learns. And the way Torah Zeran is learning, most of the Chevra and the Beis Medrash, all learned according to the Maram Shif, who said that even Tosas over here assumed that they were the same thing as well. And so my Mahalach also works better with Tosas in Makos, which is, again, it's the Pnei Yoshua. Yes, you, Dari. Why is there no what do you mean that there's no Shemitah?
Hefker, Hefker, based on Hefker tells me that Shemitah's not cancelled.
But what does that mean, Shemitah's not cancelled? What it means is Hefker, Bez, and Hefker is a way of moving around money. Hefker, Bez, and Hefker is not that we're saying you don't have to keep Shemitah. Hefker, Bez, and Hefker is that you, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker is moving around money. We're going to get to Abaye, who's going to say maybe the Rabbanan have the ability to say that you follow different rules. But that's not Rava. Rava is just moving around money. So that's why we have to start from that place. Correct. Yeah. There is a Shemitah. Absolutely. There is Shemitah. Absolutely. Correct. Yes, Ritzi.
Can we just say, I don't know if this is where Rebbe's going, but there aren't two, maybe that's what Leo said, there aren't two dinim, but I mean, even within what Rebbe just said, and the reason why Rashi quoted Lo Yigos, because that's just enough, that's the only Isser related to Shemitah, the Shemot isn't like an Isser on me to collect, so that's just a pragmatic thing, so only, it's the Nafgamin of Shemitah is
right.
Lo Yigos.
Good.
So that's like the most simple.
I always enjoy when you fight with Zaki, so okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
It's less Lundish, but yeah. the Rambam would agree, because that's the meaning. What
but
the
I actually think, I if you ask me in my heart of hearts, if I didn't have other reasons, I think Zaki is right. The Pashtus of Rashi, leaving aside the meta issue of fitting in how it works within Moser Shosel Bezin, I think he's right that the first lumdish reading of Rashi correct. No, but you were the one who was pointing out all the other Rashis that are saying it. That's what I mean. But I come out like you, because I'm not convinced that that's a hechreyach. Yeah. That's
also, just because Rebbe opened the floodgates.
Yes.
Rashi, to go back on Rava, like to read Gemara Pashas, no one would ever read that one.
Right.
Like that would never be.
But that's a riot to
Rashi,
what?
Rashi is something else. Is
it
on.
Exactly?
I mean, there's no way that's Pashtus Hagemara, and therefore, to think that Rav is going seven lines earlier and answering something.
Rashi has another agenda. That's
Also, Tosfos doesn't say like the Rav. Tosfos seems to say that it would mechanically work, which is important.
Yefemo, that's
Tosfos
a good
says argument. It would. Had some other cheshbin, and he didn't want to be open to government authority. Rambam says emo.
That's 100% correct. I didn't make that point, but you're 100% right. It's Roy to write that point down.
I think both the Tosas and the Rambam might be coming from the same place, which is that since they think that Hefker Bezin has no shaykhis, since Rambam has no shaykhis to the earlier discussion, now we're in the dark. So now we have no idea what to do with Shemitah Doraisa. So according to the Rambam, since we have no idea what to do with Shemitah Doraisa, you're talking that you can't just make up a prosbo for a Doraisa mitzvah, that makes sense. Whereas, and therefore it can't be Moel. Whereas Tosas says, maybe Hefker Beis and Hefker could mechanically work. But it doesn't necessarily.
It's just the
technical.
Right.
But it's just, what do we do with something that
correct.
We don't know?
Correct. Let me just put on the record what Rav Tzvi said. It's a very, very important point. We've been assuming that Tosas, we've been pointing out that Tosas and Rambam hold that prosbo only works in the case of Shemitah is the Rabban. But I think Rav Tzvi is right that according to Tosfos, maybe Prusbul would be able to work on a level of Doraisa. It's just that the Chacham didn't want to be Ma'aker Shemitah. According to Rambam, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like that there's absolutely no Koach. Now, it happens to be that I come out that Tosfos is going to have certain difficulties because he holds that Moser Shosel and Prusbul are two separate things. But at the end of the day, the Pashup Shad of Tosfos is clearly exactly what you said. I agree.
There's only most of them.
Yes,
on
go ahead.
Rashi, it seems,
and by the way, the Achronim make your point. I saw Achronim, let's say what you just said. I'll try to find Yeah.
I guess back on the Torah's Zerayim side, the Rashi, the same Rashi exactly was pointing out with the Moshe Rabbeinu Lachem.
Right.
It says, Muki diyesh koach biyadam lafkiya mamono shoseh v'litei maza. Clearly is worried about the low ego's problem, because he's saying that basically he's mafkir and gives it to the other side.
Right.
Not the fact that it just not that mafkiya mamono.
Right, right, right.
In that same Rashi.
Right, right, right. But the question is, again, I read the Rashi a little differently. That's going to also remove the lav lo yigos. Okay. Tov. Rabosai, now let's spend a few minutes on Abaye. So everything we've been doing has been according to Rava. But Abaye is also holy. So the Gemara asks, Nochamol, three lines from the top, could it be that min haTorah, it's not mishamet, and the Rabbanon will come along and say it's mishamet? Amar Abaye sheval tasehu. Abaye answers the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us yesh koach beyacham lakadom min haTorah b'sheval tasah. The classic example, as Rashi is going to reference, is the idea that you can't take lulav on Shabbos, because of the fear that people will come to be metaltel. So they said, to be oker the mitzvah d'oraisa of lulav, even though, if you're doing sheval tasa. B'kum v'aseh, they wouldn't do, the Gemara says, the machlok is in the Gemara, but we pass them, they wouldn't do, but b'sheval tasa, they would. So last time we started reading Rashi, let's go back and do it again. Rashi, two lines on the top, said, umi ika midi de midoraisa lo mesham tashvias, bizmana ze kerebi. So Rashi says, we're continuing on with the assumption that Shemitah Bezmana Zeh is at most Durabbanan, and how could it be that the Va'amar Rabbanan did Tishamet, and the rabbi said that it is Mishamet, that I still have to pay Eli? It was Mishmat. Adds Rashi, V'nimtza Aloi V'gazlan Alpian, and the Gazlan is going to come out to be the Lov is going to come out to be a Gazlan. In other words, I owe Eli money and I hide behind the rabbis. Unfortunately, sometimes that happens. It's a terrible chol Hashem when that happens. Someone does something wrong and then somehow he finds a way to hide behind halacha. He twists the halacha. So Rashi's saying that's what's happening over here at first glance. Even mechanically, he's a gazlan. So this is a fascinating thing. That if I owe money and I don't pay back, Rashi says that I'm a gazlan. So first of all, I leave off with a tzarachiyun. I'm sure there's a good answer. There's got to be a good answer. I leave off with a tzarachiyun with Rashi and Sanhedrin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The truth is, I would love for you to see this inside. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur on this Rashi. In fact, Rav Braunschweigel told me this was his first shiur that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik, the Sanhedrin Daf Beis, and he said at that moment Rav Soloveitchik had the ability that when Talmidim heard him for the first time, that they were so taken by him, that was it, that they realized it was almost like they had never experienced Talmud Torah, and they had never heard someone read a Rashi well until Rav Soloveitchik. So this Rashi, there's a tremendous amount to say. The Gemara, the Mishnah tells us that Dinei Mamonos are B'Shlosha and Gzelos and Chavos are B'shlosha. So Rashi does something strange. When it comes to Gzelos, Rashi says, Kofer, B'Pikadon. Gzelos is someone who denies owing a Pikadon. And then Rashi gives a whole explanation. The Mishashalach Bo Yad Have Gazlan. If you're Kofer B'Pikadon, when you're Sholeach Yad, when you take it, then you're a Gazlan. And then Rashi goes on to start quoting Bava Kama. V'chein achotef miyad chaveiro, and if you grab something from a friend, have a gazlan, k'gon v'yigzol chanis miyad amitzri. So why is Rashi then saying v'chein agozel, v'chein achotef miyad chaveiro? Okay, I'll explain that shortly. Rashi continues, avoloi ve'veloi shilem, but if you borrow, you don't pay back, lo mikri gazlan. He's not called a gazlan. De milva lohotza nitna. So to summarize, a lot of what Rav Soloveitchik said, and some of the Gedolei Achronim that preceded him also already said this, is that Rashi is bothered by the following kasha. The Gemara gives an example of kofer bepikadon, if you deny having a pikadon, as being gzela. And the Gemara seems to hold that halva is not gzela, if you know the Mishnayos and Gemaras and Sanhedrin. So Rashi's bothered, what's the difference between kofer bepikadon and halva? To which Rashi answers that when we say kofer bepikadon is gzela, it's mishashalach boyad. It's when the guy was shaleach boyad. And Rashi then quotes a sugya in Bava Kama that gives the example of gzela as hachote, someone who's chote. And the chidush is that when you're shaleach yad, when the shomer goes and he takes it, then that's like he's doing a maisa gzela. Mishashalach boyad, have a gazlan. Then Rashi concludes, and that's why halvos is different than gzelos, because halvos is not that way. Halvos is milvelot zanitna. What does that mean? That a loan is meant to be spent. So therefore, it's true, you're over an isser. I'm over an isser if I don't pay Eli back. But the money was given to me was not like a pikadon. Money was meant to be spent, so I'm not a gazlan. Now this is a very, very, very important yisod. This, by the way, has nafkaminas a lot in Inyane Bezdin today. The Hainu, for example, copyrights and so on and so forth, is that if someone takes someone's copyright, or someone takes a patent and so on and so forth, is that gezela? So I heard both from Rabbi Bleich and Rabbi Willig Shlita that it's not. Rabbi Bleich has one sheet about copyrights, Rabbi Willig has another sheet. Both of them agree that it's not a shaila of gezela. It could be, the little that I learned of the sugya, I thought ultimately it's yorei d'soch umnu shel chavera. It's mas, there's shaila of masik gvul, etc., etc. But if you take someone's intellectual property, so then in such a case, then that's not a maisa gzela. It's mefurish. A maisa gzela requires a maisa, requires a chefetz to be called gzela. Again, it's I tell my children not to copy music. I'm still, and my children tell me everybody does it. Everybody does it. All the rabbonim say it's mutter. I still, but it's not. I this much I'll tell them is that they're not over on gzela. But I think it's still Lania's daiti. It will be usur. Let's say once upon a time, I'm not up to date on all the ways. I just started using Spotify, so I'm a little bit behind the times. But the time that I was talking to my kids was when they were still selling CDs and so on and so forth. So then, in such a case, that would be yor l'toch umnushel chavero, possibly. But the bottom line is, it's not gezela. And halva is gzela. So I leave off with a tzarachi, and I looked around very briefly to see if someone stops at it. Rashi over here says beferish. At least the makshin over here holds v'nimtza malve gazlan alpian. Halva gazlan alpian. I'm not sure. There must be a good answer to it. I don't have the answer. Okay, that's tzarachi number one. Yes, Zaki. He writes Lova as well. So it's different than Shitas, Rashi.
Or it's like this Rashi here, at least.
Right. Different than what Rashi said in Sanhedrin. Okay, good. Very good. Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you. Shkoch to Silverman. Okay. So Rashi continues. Abai's answer is Sheval Tasa. Sheval Tasa. V'alova azeh shavu batal ve'eno osa mitzvah lefroas chova v'lo akalei biyadayim. So in a case of where the rabbis say that it is Shemitah, even though Minator it's not. And so now I don't have to pay Eli back. So they're saying, Sheval Tasa, that I don't have a mitzvah. V'chi agavna mutal akro dover Minator, kigon shayfu lul v'domen b'yivomis, t'lo akro b'yadayim. As long as you're not being akro b'yadayim, it's going to be okay. So Mayer asked me a fantastic question. Mayer asked me, at the end of the day, there's something missing here in Rashi. Because the problem was that I was a gazlan. Rashi didn't make me no longer a gazlan, according to Abaye. All he said is, I no longer have a mitzvah. Fine, I no longer have a mitzvah to pay back, but how do you remove the gazlan part? It's a gevaldik akasha. I'm angry at myself that I didn't ask that kasha in Rashi. It's a great kasha. So I found that Rav Nachum Pertzavitz addresses that kasha. That's in your booklet. And he quotes his father-in-law. the beautiful history that's going on in Mir Yeshiva right now. Rav Nachum Pertsavitz was the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. And Rav Nachum Pertsavitz's son-in-law is Rav Asher Arieli. So the dynasties of Harbatzas Torah, it's mind-boggling. It's like it's close to 100 years of three generations of massive Marbitzei Torah. Massive, massive. I believe that Rav Nachum's Shurim are the best for our generation from the ranks, from the Chidushim. It's a credit to an Eisenstein. The one who read it, who did it, is Reberl Eisenstein. No relation, unfortunately. But that I know of. Anyhow, so, but his Talmidim also did a fantastic job writing Chidush Reb Nachum. Reb Nachum's Chidushim, I believe, should have a tremendous, tremendous impact on how people read the Daf Gemara. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz built Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Just the amazing thing is, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a Gaon. He was a brilliant, brilliant Gaon. His Musar Shmuzim are now what's, everybody quotes Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's Musar Shmuzim. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was not known for his Musar Shmuz. I think it was between Mashkichim, and they didn't have someone to say Musar Shmuzim for three. Those Musar Shmuz, Sichas Musar, Tavshin Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. So those were 3 years that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was asked to sub to say Musar Shmuz. If you were Mir Yeshiva at the time, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a Gaon and a Masmid, and that was so. Though that's 3 years of Musar Shmuzim that have changed the world. Unfortunately, people look at Sichas Musar much more than they look at Shari Chaim, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's Shurim. But it could be that's what the Hamonam needs, whatever the explanation. Anyhow, it's a fascinating thing. Why did I mention now the Shalshalas of Mir Yeshiva? Because here Rav Nachum quotes a beautiful chiddush from his father-in-law, and then he says he doesn't agree with his father-in-law. He just says, and I disagree. But he quotes a beautiful chiddush from his father-in-law. So he says as follows. He says, this is a page Tov Tezayin, Ost Tzadi. So first of all, in the end of the first paragraph, he asks V'tzarech Iyun de Rashi Soser Satzmo Mamish Meir's Kasha de Bekushias Hagemara Pirush Rashi de Nimtzal Loi V'Gazan Al Piyem. Ubetirat Hagemara Kasa Rashi de Kolze who rak bittel mitzvah asay. So he says from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz a fascinating chiddush, which is really not from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. One of the most elegant yisodos in lamdus, in my opinion, I'm going out on a limb over here, is a shtickel Torah from Reb Elchanan, which I would imagine Reb Chaim already said, which is a new way to understand Yesh Koach B'Yacham Laka Dover Minator B'Shev Al Tase. This piece in Kovetz Ha'aretz, the first column and the first column and two more, Rabosai, is one of, in my opinion, one of the most important pieces and elegant piece of Lamdus that has been written in the last 100 years. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz picks up on this chiddush that already Reb Elchanan said. The simple understanding, let me just present this, the simple understanding of Yesh Koach B'Achacham Lakotav Minator B'Shev Al Tassan, listen carefully, this is a little subtle, but amazing, and what Reb Elchanan does with this is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. The simple understanding is that I have a mitzvah to do, and the Chacham say, sit, Shev V'Al Tassa, sit and do nothing. Rav Elchanan had a different said that that's one way of understanding it, but there's another way also understanding Sheva Al Tasa. Yesh koach b'yachacham lakar davar b'mitzvah shehi b'sheva Al Tasa. There are some mitzvos that are mitzvos kum v'aseh, and there are some mitzvos that are Shev V'Al Tasa. Let's first read it in Rav Elchanan's words, and then we're going to read it in Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's words. In Oz Beis, I want you to know this piece down the line. He says as follows. The Yesh Lefarsho, three lines in Oz Beis, Bishnei Panim. Im hadavar tolui begufa isur im hukum al seo sheval tasa, o beofen ha'avera. So we're familiar with ofen ha'avera. Is the gufa isur, by nature, is the isur itself an isur that you violate in action, or is it an isur b'shev val tasa? Now let's see it in Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz's words. V'amar b'zeh. And that Rabbi Chanan is then tola that in two other issues in the world of Yesh Koch V'yachan Nakadar Minatarish and Val Tasa. V'amar b'zeh kvod bar Yerichami. He said this when he was still alive. The bezeg gufa hu de polig abaye v'rava. The inay be'ikar hachdin at the yesh koch b'yachacham lakadom min haTorah yesh lefarish b'shteofan. The pshute chakira, excuse me, the pshuto akira b'kum v'asei haynu maise b'yadayim. V'akira b'shev al tasa haynu b'lo maise. That was the way everybody understood up until now. But the Talmidim of Reb Chaim emphasized another way. Amnam yesh lefarish b'ofen de'ein zet tolig b'maise yadayim ela I ika aveira be'etzem. Is this an Avera, the action we're discussing, an action which is Avera? O rak minias kiumase. Or is it just that when the Chachamim are doing this, they are holding you back from a kiumase? To call hecha di'ika Avera be'etzem, whenever it's considered itself inherently an Avera, hareze kumvase, gamim Avera nasis below maisa. Whether you're doing a maisa or not, but the Chachamim will never allow you, will never stop you to do something when by not doing it, you're going to be violating an Avera. The Kol Hecha She'ein Zeh Avera Be'etzem Elam Rak Minias Aseh Harei Zeh Akira B'Shev Al Tasa. So let's talk about not paying back a loan. What is not paying back a loan? If you say not paying back a loan is a maisa gzela, so then it's the word maisa is impossible, right? That's fictitious. I can't say it's a maisa gzela. There's no maisa. If you're going to say that that not paying back a loan is gzela, and the mahus of gzela is a maisa, the essence of gzela is a maisa, so ain't a chanami. Ain't koach b'yachachon. Why? Because that's kum v'aseh. The Chachamim would never tell you to do something that the Torah prescribes as an active sin. It's an active sin. It's an active sin. If that's so, it's an active sin. You don't need to do an act to violate an active sin. The Torah is magdir it as gezela. That is a sin that is generally active. So, even though in this case it happens to be not active, but that reflects the chomer of the avera. The severity of it is that the Torah looks at this as if I had taken a gun to Eli's head and to ask for his money. Because the Torah says there's no difference between that and lo sigzal. So what's the Torah saying? What do we see? We see the chomer shebo. Rabbi Chanan's ma'arich on this. This is very, very profound. Or the other way of looking at it is, no, the prohibition of not paying back a loan is that I'm not doing a mitzvah. Zot Reb Chaim Zatzal. He says like this. He says, that's the shakla v'tariya of the Gemara. In the Hava Amina, Rashi says that's considered gzela. Why is it considered gzela? Because at the end of the day, we look at not paying back the loan as a gzela. And if that's so, umika midi, dimidoraislo mishan tishad, sitzkin rabban mishan, how could the rabban mean misakin such a thing, which is Allah? Ein koach biyachachom lakar dover torah bikum vasei. They can't be oker lo sigzol. Answers the Gemara, no. Answers Abaye to the Makshin. Abaye disagrees with the Makshin. Abaye says, no. What we're talking about when it comes to not paying back a halva is what? What we're talking about is an iser of priyas balchov mitzvah. And that's what the shaklatari of the Gemara is turning on. It's a beautiful pshat. I feel very, very lucky if you've never learned this Rebbe Chanan before to have shared it with you, because this will hopefully change your life. In other words, every time you're going to do the sugya, every single time that you're going to do the sugya, yesh koch b'yacham nakadar min ator b'shev al tasa, you will have to ask this question. Rav Chanan is told that this chakira and two other classic chakiras, whether yesh koch b'yacham is hutra or dechuya, this is mamish, in my opinion, top 15, top 20 of Shtik Lech Torah that was written in the last, it's well known, in the last 100 years. And in mamish, it affects, and Rebbe Chan goes on for pages developing this. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz was adopting that and applying it over here. His son-in-law, Reb Nachum, when he was saying Shir, quoting his father-in-law, he's still alive, so he says, and I disagree with my father-in-law. He said, why? He says, it's not muchruch in the words. This is what Reb Nachum did in Mir a lot. He said, it's not muchruch in the words. He said, look, at the end of the day, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Va'loy va'zeh shavu batel ve'ein osa mitzvah lefroes achovo v'lo akar le'biyadayim." According to Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz's pshat, Rashi shouldn't be emphasizing v'lo akar le'biyadayim. That's not what's going on over here. That's not what's going on. So v'lo akar le'biyadayim is quite difficult. It's all quite, whether you're sitting or not. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. So finally, Reb Nachum gives another pshat. So if you take a look, he does in one paragraph in page Tuf Yud Zayin, he gives a pshat that I think might be similar to what I was saying, Bedas Rava and Hefker Bezen Hefker. Lulay Yeshavaris Devi Rashi Bof Nacher. The Afal Gav De Islay Lamal Ve Mamon Biyad Halove. Mikol Mokom Me Acher Ve Einz Em Mamon Be En. In Cain, call my the Chashmian the Lovik Gazan, who rack Mishum, the Rami Alechi of Mitzvah, the Shalimis Alva, Ulahamid Lamalves Mamona. Avolileka Chiyuv, Ainzeg Zela Kla. What Reb Nachum, I think, is saying is as follows. He's saying that it could very well be that once Milva's Lotzan Nitna, what defines whether you're a Gazlan or not? It's defined by whether you have Mitzvah's Prius Balchov. Mitzvah's Prius Balchov defines whether you're a Gazlan. When you have the money in your hand, when you have the pikadon, so then it's mishishalach bal yad have a gazlan. But if milva is lohotza nitna, so then in such a case, then it's not the maisa that you're doing on the money. So what decides whether you're a gazlan? So the answer is if you have priyas balchov mitzvah. By the way, that might be miyashiv yetzachidish. It might be miyashiv also Rashi and Sanhedrin. In other words, Einachanami. What Rashi is saying is that objectively, simply halva isn't necessarily a maisa gzeila. But rather, if you have the mitzvah of priyas balchov and you don't do that, then in such a case it's a gzeila. Still not smooth in Rashi and Sanhedrin. I still leave off with a tzarachiyun. But this is Reb Nachum's pshat. Lufiza ein kan stira. Debahava mino dulo yadin diyesh kach biyacham nakadom natorah nimsedek kati rami alechi lufroes achov. In the Hava Amina, we thought he had a mitzvah, and because he has the mitzvah, then he's a gazlan if he doesn't do it. So that's a Reb Nachum's pshat. So, most important thing Reb Braunschweiger would teach us is that to ask the question, in fact, to notice the problem, and these are two possible mahalchim to be miyashiv kafta referach. Okay, siyata shmaya, will stop here. I want to highly encourage the chevra. The world today is lacking in big people, and to be able to learn from Rav Miller is a very, very to be able to learn from an adam gadol. So I know it's a little difficult, particularly in my shir, to have shir twice on Wednesday, but I highly encourage you to come. You get a tremendous amount of yedius, and he's doing the sugyas that we're doing. He's not asking the chevra to invest very much in terms of preparation, as long as you're in the sugyas, and he always has beautiful, beautiful things to say. So I want to encourage the chevra throughout the year to come, and that will be Mirtz Hashem at 12. I'll try in general to keep the shir a little bit shorter on Wednesdays, so that you have time to learn the base marriage and also have have a break. If the Chevra prefers that we do Shir at 10:30 so you have straight Seder time, we could talk about that. In the meantime, we'll leave it as is. Okay, next sugya we're going to do is, as I put in my comments, we're going to go to Daf Lamed Zayin. That's a big sugya. Give me feedback if you want me to work on Sugya Shmita Doraisa. Maybe what I might do is I might work within Shitas Rashi a little bit, discussing Shitas Rashi about Shmita Bizman Azed Rabbanan Doraisa. I'm less inclined to work through the Tosos, and the reason is because we work through the Tosos, we're going to be working on the Sugyas and Erechin for a very, very long time, and I find that Talmidim and I thrive the most when we're working on the Daf, on the Masechta.
That's impossible.
Yes.